Lesson 10. With Moses to the Promised Land. Harriet Tubman was born a slave in Maryland in 1820. But from the time she was a young child, she yearned to be free. The hard physical work that she was forced to do made her very strong, and although as a slave she received no education, she was also intelligent and quick-thinking. She put these qualities to good use, first in making her own escape, and later in helping others to do the same. When Harriet was in her late 20s, her owner died. Fearing she would be sold and sent to the Deep South, where the work was harder and slave owners more cruel, she decided to escape. She urged her brothers to come with her on the journey north, and they reluctantly joined her. Soon after, they set out. Afraid of being caught, they turned back. So Harriet continued alone, traveling mostly at night, and made it safely to Philadelphia. Although she had found freedom, she couldn't enjoy it because so many others, including her family, were still living in bondage. In 1850, Congress passed a law making it a crime to help runaway slaves. But over the next 11 years, Harriet returned numerous times to the South to lead other slaves to Canada, where slavery was prohibited, and escaped slaves were welcome. Altogether, during this time, she helped to liberate over 300 people, including her parents and brothers and sisters. Along the way, she stayed with people who offered food and shelter in their homes, often at great risk to themselves. These houses were called stations, on what became known as the Underground Railroad. Between trips, Harriet took whatever jobs were available, cooking, sewing, or cleaning. She used some of her money to help former slaves start new lives, and saved some of it for her next journey south. She had many friends who opposed slavery. When she needed money for her work, they would help her by making donations. Slave owners, furious at having their properties stolen, offered as much as $40,000 for Harriet Tubman's capture. She was often pursued by people who wanted the reward. She had many narrow escapes, but she always managed to evade being caught. Escaping slaves called her Moses because she led them to freedom, just as Moses had led the Jewish people out of slavery in Egypt thousands of years earlier. During the Civil War, Harriet Tubman worked for the North as a nurse in the Union Army. Slaves had been taught by their owners to be afraid of the Union soldiers, but Harriet went behind enemy lines and was able to reassure them. They believed her when she told them they had nothing to fear from the Union Army. On some occasions while there, she acted as a spy, reporting to her superiors when she returned to the Union side. After the war, she worked energetically to start schools in the South for the freed slaves, even though she herself could not read or write. She eventually settled in Auburn, New York, where she established a nursing home for elderly African Americans. When she died in 1913, thousands mourned this courageous woman who had helped so many people.